Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Zechariah 4, 1 to 14. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1 to 14. Then the angel who talked with me returned and woke me up like someone awakened from sleep. He asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lamps on it, with seven channels to the lamps. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left." I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it, God bless it." Then the word of the Lord came to me, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who dares despise the day of small things, since the seven eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel?" Then I asked the angel, "What are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand?" Again I asked him, "What are these two olive branches beside the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil?" He replied, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I said. So he said, "These are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth." My theme for reflection is the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. We have all had those mornings. You wake up groggy, not quite sure what time it is, wondering if that strange dream about talking lampstands and olive trees meant something, or if you just ate too much cheese the night before. That is the sort of state Zechariah is in at Zechariah 4. Drowsy, disoriented, and yet suddenly thrust into a heavenly vision that would become one of the most powerful encouragements for weary Christians of every age. Zechariah's people had returned from exile with hope in their hearts, but nearly two decades later, Jerusalem was still in ruins, the temple unfinished, and the community demoralized. It was quite literally a day of small things. Into that bleak reality, God speaks not a rebuke, but a revitalizing word through a sleepy prophet, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." The problem: the people and even their leaders felt too small for the task. The challenges looked like insurmountable mountains. Zerubbabel, the governor, faced relentless opposition, limited resources, and a discouraged people. But God did not ask him to summon more strength. Instead, he promised that his spirit would accomplish what Zerubbabel's might never could. The mountain would become a plain, and the temple would rise again by grace. In the vision, Zechariah sees a lampstand, a symbol of God's people fed by two olive trees through golden pipes. It is a striking image of continuous supply. The people may have run out of strength, but God had not. As Calvin once observed, the grace of God flows perpetually like oil from a living tree to nourish and sustain the church, so long as it depends not on its own strength, but on God alone. This vision declares that our light does not burn from human effort, but from divine supply. The two olive trees represent Joshua the priest and Zerubbabel the king, leaders who foreshadowed Jesus, our great high priest and king. Through him the Spirit is poured out without measure. The lampstand shines not because of the people's glory, but because of God's presence among them. The ruin around them could not diminish the radiance God saw in them. So too today, a church may seem unimpressive, battered by culture, weakened by division, but God sees something different, his radiant bride lit by his Spirit. This is the heart of the matter. We tend to measure success by size, speed, and spectacle, but God delights in faithfulness, endurance, and trust. The world may scoff at our small beginnings, but God rejoices in them. The temple will be finished, not by striving, but by grace. And we are reminded, the best is not behind us. The best is yet to come. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what mountains in your life or ministry seem too big to move? How might the Spirit be inviting you to trust instead of strive? Number two, are there days of small things you have been tempted to despise? How can God use these humble beginnings for his glory? Now, our practical exercise. Today, take one small thing in your life and an unnoticed act of service, a prayer that seems unanswered, a difficult relationship, and offer it to God afresh. Ask for the Spirit's strength to persevere in it, trusting that grace, not grandeur, is his method. Lord of hosts, we are weary from striving. We confess that we often measure our worth by what we can do, not by who you are. Teach us to trust in your Spirit, not our might. Pour out your oil of grace upon us anew, and make us burn brightly in a dark world, not by our strength, but by your presence. Encourage our hearts to believe that the best is yet to come, because you are still building, still working, and still reigning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.